NATO air power has played a critical role in the war in Afghanistan, and as the U.S. and its allies prepare to leave, a new Afghan Air Force is being trained to take over. Among its pilots is a woman. She is the first and right now the only female pilot on the force. NPR's Ahmed Shafi reports.
In the 1980s, the Soviet Union helped Afghanistan build a relatively powerful air force. But by 2001, when the American-led invasion began, the country's air force had broken down, left with only a few rickety planes and choppers. Since 2005, NATO has been rebuilding the Afghan air force with counterinsurgency in mind. It still uses Russian helicopters, and most of the remaining Afghan pilots are Soviet-trained. But Kabul's Western allies are involved in new training programs, says Brigadier General David Alvin, commander of NATO Air Training Command in Afghanistan.
I've been in command for a year, and compared to the Afghan National Army and the Afghan National Police, it appears as though progress has been much slower in the Air Force. But to tell the truth, an Air Force takes longer to build.
Right now, there are about 80 Afghan pilots being trained inside the country and 40 more abroad. One of them is a woman, Colonel Latifa Nabizadeh, a veteran of the Afghan Air Force and the first, and right now, the only female pilot in the history of Afghan aviation.
I fly helicopters, usually to disaster-struck areas. I also fly to supply our Afghan troops in the remote areas and also to the front lines of the war.
Colonel Latifa and her sister, Laila Ma, who died while giving birth to a child a few years ago, were the first graduates of the Afghan Air Force Academy in the late 1980s. During the years of Taliban rule, she fled to neighboring Pakistan, but now she's flying again. As she heads for the hangar at Kabul's military airport, Latifa holds the hand of her wingman, or rather her wing kid, her 5-year-old daughter, Malalai.
So here is where Malalai sits.
Malalai has flown with her mom on countless missions over the past few years. Latifa acknowledges the dangers of having her daughter on board, but she says this is the only way to balance her career with her traditional role as a mother.
Trust me, when I have my daughter with me on the flight, I'm really worried from the moment we take off to the moment we land that something might happen to her. For me, it's my profession to go to dangerous areas, so if anything happens to me, it is expected. But why should something happen to my daughter? I'm really worried.
The Afghan Air Force has no childcare facility, and Latifa says the American advisors have asked her not to bring Malalai on missions, or at least move her out of the cockpit. But the little girl wouldn't have it.
As soon as they moved her, Malalai would throw a tantrum. She would grab my uniform and cry. Anyhow, I'm confident of my abilities to control the helicopter while my daughter sits next to me.
Latifa hopes that by next year things will improve when her daughter turns 6 and will be able to start school. Latifa says being a woman in the Afghan military isn't easy, but she says 21 years in the Air Force have toughened her up. Latifa says she doesn't get harassed anymore. She uses a dari saying that roughly translates as steel gets harder with hammering. Over the past few years, more women have joined the Afghan Air Force. Currently, there are 4 of them training in the United States. Foreign troops are scheduled to leave Afghanistan by the end of 2014, but a large number of American-led NATO trainers will stay on until 2016, by which time they hope Afghans will be able to police their own skies. Ahmed Shafi, NPR News, Kabul.